we have entered into Holy Week, and we will reflect on the beautiful witness or testimony of Mary of Bethany in contrast to the reaction of Judas Iscariot. But before we get to them, let's just reflect a moment on the context, the social context, meaning the situation we're in right now, and also the liturgical context, being in Holy Week. Well, socially, I don't have to tell anybody that we're in the ECQ, started officially at midnight. So here we are again. Still, it's right to interpret these social or historical moments from the perspective of God's providence. God has us here. It's not just the government put us in lockdown. God has allowed this development, and now here we are with Him. I remember in my early years of being in the Philippines, I used to be very striking to me how Filipinos use initials very freely and acronyms. I used to find it kind of funny. I don't notice it anymore, but yesterday I saw a headline, IATF puts NCR plus under ECQ. I said, oh, very obvious what it means. That doesn't take any explanation, but to a foreigner, that's really alphabet soup. IATF puts NCR plus under ECQ. Well, the terminology is, I suppose, on the part of the government, very positive. NCR plus seems better than NCR. And ECQ, we know, means enhanced community quarantine. Enhanced means better. This is a better quarantine than we had last week. Everyone knows it means total lockdown. But the government doesn't call it lockdown, calls it enhanced. And we're in a bubble, we're not in a lockdown. But I'm sure you saw the meme that was being spread around. I got it a couple of times yesterday in the text messages. The reinterpretation of ECQ. ECQ in Holy Week means encounter Christ quietly. You saw that one? Encounter Christ quietly this week. That is a beautiful reinterpretation. Also part of the gift of Filipino culture, the ability to be able to see a positive side, and even almost a humorous side, in the worst circumstances. So here we are, it's Holy Week. It's Holy Week, which in the culture is also a vacation time, and people go to the beach and they go to Baguio. Nobody's going to the beach this week. No one's going to Baguio this week. It's time to encounter Christ quietly, ECQ. Good. Now let's just look at the structure of Holy Week for a moment. Holy Week is a unique liturgical period. It's not really a season, because it's the bridge between Lent and Easter. And it's not only a week, it's actually 8 days. Palm Sunday, up to and including Easter Sunday, so two Sundays and everything in between. The highlights of Holy Week are Palm Sunday and then the great Paschal Triduum, the Easter Triduum, starting with Thursday evening and through Sunday. So that's the structure. Now, the days between Palm Sunday and the great Triduum, Father Francis would sometimes refer to as the Little Triduum, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Holy Week. Little Triduum, a kind of retreat. And it's true that in these days, very often parishes and dioceses have recollections and retreats. And in our own community, this is the period of the year when we usually make our visita iglesia. It would usually be on Tuesday of Holy Week, so in the middle of this little triduum. But this is where we are. Today's Monday of Holy Week. So we enter into a time before the great Paschal Triduum, a time to encounter Christ quietly, ECQ. Now, just to point out, if the Holy Week is 8 days, one of the days is Palm Sunday, and then three of the days of the Triduum, that's three, and then there's another Triduum, that's seven. What about, where's the eighth day? That points out the uniqueness of Holy Thursday. Holy Thursday is not part of the Triduum until the evening, and yet there's no Mass in the morning. So it's really a unique day. That's when the Chrism Mass usually is, Holy Thursday. Well, let's take a moment here now to go to Bethany. Today's Gospel says it's 6 days before Passover. We go to Bethany, not far from Jerusalem, and we go to the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Now, to do this, we have to step back a little bit, because yesterday was Palm Sunday. We entered into Jerusalem. This incident takes place before the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. So this is 6 days before Passover, not 5 days. So we're back up a little bit. This incident is between the raising of Lazarus and the entry into Jerusalem. That's where we are. And we go to the house of the family of Bethany. We might note another liturgical sidelight here. This family has been given new prominence. Last month, Pope Francis added Mary and Lazarus to the feast day of St. Martha. St. Martha's feast day is July 29, one day after the death anniversary of my mother, July 28. But for me, July 29, because that's when I found out that my mother had passed away. It was July 29 here. It was July 28 in the States. Anyway, July 29 for everybody is Feast of St. Martha, but the Pope has made a little change. He said, in addition to St. Martha, we will honor St. Mary of Bethany and St. Lazarus of Bethany, the three siblings, mga kapatid ng Bethany. Martha, the ate, Mary, Lazarus. Quite a striking family, and here's a dinner that they host for Jesus, probably, almost certainly, in celebration of the raising of Lazarus. I mean, this should be very easy to understand in the Philippines. If you have lots of food at a wake, and if you have lots of food at a funeral, what would you do if someone gets raised from the dead? You have food, have a celebration, get together and eat. So that's what they do. And there's Lazarus sitting next to Jesus at the table. Lazarus, who was dead and is alive again. Jesus, who is alive and will soon be dead. And he even mentions his burial in this gospel. And after dying and being buried, will rise again. This is the day, this is Holy Week, so we're focusing on this issue of death and new life. Martha is serving silently. Mary is serving silently too. We don't hear any words from her. But she does more than simply sit at the feet of Jesus. Now she anoints the feet of Jesus with a very expensive perfume. I don't know what genuine aromatic nard is, but it's certainly expensive, because Judas said that would probably cost 300 days' wages. This is a very beautiful action on the part of Mary, and you don't hear any protest from Martha this time. Martha, who is a very diligent hostess, a very hospitable person, she's not demanding that Mary should help out. She sees Mary doing something beautiful. She's providing an even greater hospitality for Jesus. Of course, Lazarus doesn't complain. Lazarus would say, do anything for Jesus. Give him everything we've got. Lazarus is probably stunned that he was dead and now he's alive. He doesn't even know what to say. But you notice, none of the three siblings say anything in this gospel. But you can tell by their actions or by their silence, encounter Christ silently, encounter Christ quietly, you can tell that they are welcoming Jesus into their home. The only one who speaks up is Judas. And Judas reveals exactly the opposite response to Christ. Not give everything to him, do everything for him, waste everything for him. That's the attitude of the family. He's saying, no, don't do so much for him. Don't. That's a waste to use this on him. That should have been sold. Get 300 days wages, 300 denarii, and give it to the poor. Sounds very noble, but John the Evangelist says it wasn't about the poor. It was about his own corruption. He was a thief. So what we have set before us now, and this is the beginning of Holy Week, we have set before us St. Mary of Bethany and her siblings and Judas. Two ways to relate to Jesus Christ. Which way will we relate to Jesus in Holy Week? Are we going to measure and make a show of honoring him when in fact we're actually taking for ourselves? That's Judas's way. He looks like an apostle. He looks like he's concerned about the poor. He looks like a practical, devoted follower of Jesus Christ. He's not. He's selfish. He's a hypocrite. He's a traitor. Are we going to do that in Holy Week? Or are we going to encounter Christ quietly? Are we going to bow down before him? Anoint him with our love? You can imagine the gesture of St. Mary of Bethany here. In order to dry his feet with her hair, she has to bend down completely to the ground. Unless she has very, very long hair. But the gesture is clearly prostration before the Lord. At the feet of Jesus, she has her face to the ground and her hair wiping his feet. She's the model given to us as we enter into Holy Week, as we encounter Christ quietly. Let us welcome Jesus into our home, into our family. Let us offer him our greatest treasures, meaning ourselves, and what we possess and who we are, so that we can honor him as he comes to lay down his life for us.